Well, Ugandans have always supported change. In the last two elections, we had very strong support for change, and that's why the election in 2001 was the most violent in our history. That's why in 2006 I was arrested and only nominated from prison, and the election marked with a lot of violence, intimidation, and eventually cheating. So there has been always a strong support for the change platform that we represent. And in this election, it has gotten much bigger. And that is because the level of discontent in the country has grown very, very big because of the kinds of deprivations that the population faces. Just during this campaign, the patients at our National Referral Hospital went on strike and pushed all their beds out of the hospitals, and we are carrying placards saying they are rotting in the hospital. So the level of decay in the services and goods delivered to the population has been very, very remarkable. And so the discontent is very high, and the support for change is very high nationally, especially more so in areas where previously the NRM used to enjoy significant support.
Now, Dr. Besigye, you have been quoted as saying that the opposition will channel the Tunisian and Egyptian-style protest in order to ensure a credible vote. What do you mean by that?
I am not aware of anybody having made that quotation. But if somebody referred to anything similar to that, I believe I must have been misquoted. In fact, what I have been saying when asked about whether Uganda faces the Tunisian or Egyptian scenario, I have been very cautious to say that every nation has uniqueness in its politics, that the uniqueness rooted in the history, in the culture, in the political events that have forged the country's politics. So I cannot say that what happens even in Kenya can happen in Uganda. But what I have said all through is that the institutions of state, which use the delegated power of the people to govern, have been weakened, have been compromised, and to that extent, it becomes plausible that one would at some stage know that the people will then use their power directly to cause changes if the institutions of state have been grossly compromised.
Well, Dr. Besigye, some youths in Uganda have said that they are going to protect their vote this time around. Does that mean that the elections are subject to being rigged by the ruling party or by the Electoral Commission on behalf of the ruling party? Is that the feeling in the country?
I think you should have a clear understanding of the kind of election we are participating in. We are participating in a clearly sham election, fundamentally flawed. That is without any question. The election is being organized by an Electoral Commission, which is entirely serving at the pleasure of candidate Museveni. He has the power to, at any time, sack any or all of the members of the commission that are managing this election without reference to anybody. So the entire commission serves at his pleasure, the pleasure of one of the candidates. That same commission in the last election, 2006, organized a flawed election that was judged by the Supreme Court as not free or fair, as not conducted in accordance with the law, as fraught with a lot of irregularities and malpractices. And actually, a number of judgments have been made by various courts to say that the commission acts partially. That is the commission that is organizing this election. We have a voters register that is voted with ghost voters. That is that voters register has names of voters whose photographs are unrecognizable, have names of voters without any photograph, and yet the Electoral Commission has said that one does not need any voter identity to vote in this election. So there are serious fundamental problems relating to the credibility of the election we are participating in. We are participating in with the full knowledge of that. And we have chosen to do so, first of all, because of the belief that there is indeed overwhelming support for change, and that therefore using the popular mandate that surrounds the change platform, we could overwhelm all those disadvantages. But also that in any event that the crisis in our country would certainly become clear to everybody. Because up until now, the international community has actually been acting as if there is no problem in Uganda, and in fact praising the 25-year military regime that superintends over our country, in spite of committing heinous crimes in our country and outside. So we view this election in that regard.
Well, Dr. Beseje, does that necessarily mean that both local and international poll observers who are in the country to monitor the poll will be monitoring a hugely flawed and questionable general elections then?
Without doubt, without doubt. And I think they are doing so with the full knowledge of that. I don't think anybody can pretend that they don't know that we have a completely flawed process here. We've made that abundantly clear to everybody over the last 5 years, that the election cannot be free or fair unless certain fundamental reforms are undertaken in the electoral process. We proposed those reforms, circulated them widely to everybody, tried to advocate them through Parliament. They were blocked by the obviously dominant dictatorship. And so everybody within the international community and domestically is aware of the kind of election that we are participating in.
So, Dr. Beseje, what would be your message to Ugandans ahead of Friday's general elections, since official campaigning is expected or scheduled to end on Thursday?
Well, our message is that we have a great chance to win this flawed election, because the election takes place at the polling station. A lot can happen at the polling station, like has done before, arresting of our agents and stuffing the ballots in the boxes and things like that. We should push the envelope and take decisions as we go along, but we should not give any chance whatsoever to people who are causing all these problems to get away with not having the challenge of the people of Uganda by turning up to vote in large numbers and protecting their votes. We are telling all our people, go at the earliest possible time in the morning before the polling starts. Ensure that all that is supposed to be checked before polling begins is done. Vote and stay there to ensure that all those people who are not to vote do not vote. And that is their right within the law. And so this is the message that we've been giving. And we are making our own arrangements. If the elections actually take place and go ahead rather smoothly to the end, but then the votes would be counted and the outcome, then we would see how the outcome is treated by the government. There have been other fundamental flaws, like the use of public money trying to compromise the voters in a massive, massive scale. We are talking about hundreds of millions of dollars being spread across the country openly, not in a disguised form, openly. I think the scandal we have here is of phenomenal proportions. Unfortunately, as I have said, it is baffling that the international community has not shone a light, a torch on the disgraceful kind of public management that we have in our country.
Now, Dr. Beseje, the government has threatened to arrest you if you put up a parallel electoral commission style mechanism to announce the result. What do you say to that?
Well, yes, that statement was made by candidate Museveni. I don't know whether he said it in his capacity as a candidate or as a president, as a sitting president. Obviously, the president within our law has no powers of arrest or detention for prosecution. Those powers are vested in the Directorate of Public Prosecutions, which is an independent body of state. But it simply shows the kind of abuse of public institutions that the president engages in. Arresting me, he can. I was arrested, as I told you, in the last election. I was charged with rape, and the complainant in the rape case was President Museveni. I was charged with treason, with illegal possession of firearms, with terrorism, all of which cases have since been thrown out of court. So I am not afraid of being charged as long as I am pursuing what I think is right and just. Simply continue doing so.